On this week's House Matters, Justice Minister gives update on West Kingston incursion compensation, farming communities to get assistance with flood mitigation, and Security Minister gives update on the state of public emergency in St. James. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Over $178 million have already been paid out to 270 claimants affected during the Tivoli incursion in May 2010. Justice Minister Delroy Chock says some of the funds have also been paid to the Administrator General to cover the administration of estates of persons who were killed during the security operation. Just over $21 million is to be paid to the remaining 148 claimants.
These 148 claimants must come forward and provide their banking information promptly, as any amount not disbursed at the end of March 2018 will revert to the consolidated fund.
Minister Chuck notes that the ministry made every effort to offer compensation to persons who would have been affected by the incursion.
Let me reemphasize that the compensation committee met for 9 months, and many persons who are now seeking compensation made no attempt to apply or bring their case to the committee. The issue of any further compensation cannot now be reopened.
Justice Minister Delroy Chuck. To collect their funds, claimants are advised to visit the Denham Town or Tivoli Gardens Justice Centre and provide a valid tax registration number TRN, bank account information, and valid identification. The payments will be deposited to the bank accounts of the beneficiaries. No cash or checks will be issued. Where beneficiaries do not have a bank account, they are advised to inform the restorative justice managers so that arrangements can be made to facilitate payment. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Simuda says the infrastructure in farming communities must be improved to deal with the effects of flooding.
Given the inability of irrigation to deal with flooding events and excessive rains, which are poised to become more frequent with climate change, we must now focus our attention on a rapid expansion of protected agriculture, that is greenhouse agriculture, hydroponics, etc. At the same time, we have to simultaneously address some of the structural issues such as farm roads.
Minister Simuda told the House that a total of $366 million will be spent on road infrastructure works in farming communities during this financial year. He says road improvement will be a permanent part of the ministry's plans going forward. And Minister of National Security Robert Montague says the aim of the state of public emergency in St. James is to quell the rising crime rate while creating the right environment for other sustainable interventions.
Let me remind this Honourable House that it took us decades to get here and it will not be addressed overnight. In addition to the efforts of the security forces, it will require significant inputs from all facets of our society to sustainably address the problem. There is a significant level of consensus that sustainable crime reduction will require fundamental changes along with significant investment in our social and educational systems.
Minister Montague says the government is committed to providing those interventions over time. In the meantime, Minister Montague told Parliament that the security operations in St. James are going well and have so far resulted in the detention of 197 persons and the seizure of 4 firearms and approximately 30 rounds of ammunition. He says among the 197 persons detained are 10 men wanted for serious crimes, including murder and shooting. The security forces have also advised that 83 of the 197 persons detained are strongly believed to be connected to gangs in St. James. That's it for House Matters. Join us again next time for more happenings in the Houses of Parliament. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.